Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mor and Imi Morasi Shavichyu, Ali Nishmas, Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel, Maris Altachana Basrib Meir Zev, Maris Chana Basrib Tzakiona. And we're going to be learning a Mirtz Hashem by Parshas Balak, based on the Sichos of Arav Ruderman Zichrona Levracha, beautiful Sefer, Sichos of Avadis Levi and Parshas Balak. It says in the Torah, "Vayomer Elokim al Bilam lo salich imam lo saris am ki baruchu." Hashem says to Bilam, "Don't go with them. Don't curse the nation because they're blessed." That's Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Kit Beis. Then it says, "Vayavo Elokim al Bilam laila vayomer lo im likro lecha bo anashim kum leich itam va'aches adavar asher adaber lecha oso tase." And God says to Bilam, "Night, if these people came to call you, go with them. But whatever I tell you to do, you should do." So we see from these psukim that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Bilam not to go with Balak. Lo se'lecha mehem, don't go with them. Lo se'orisam, don't curse the nation. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Bilam a second time, and Hashem says to him, he can go. So we have to understand Mamanavshech, if God wants him to go. Tell him the first time, if he doesn't want him to go, then why did he tell him to go the second time? So in order to understand this, we need to go to a Tosis in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says in the Mishnah, Kofei Amid Beis, HaMakabal Sada Mechaber V'Ochla Chogov Om Nishtifa Im Makas Medina Menakalo Min Chakura. Im Eina Makas Medina Ein Menakalo Min Chakura. So if somebody receives a field from his friend, and the deal is, I'm going to take your field, I'm going to work your field, and I'm going to give you a certain amount of the produce, and then came along these locusts and ate it, or there was a shidafon, there was some sort of storm that caused the crops to be destroyed. Shenaflu kol garinei hashibolet al yedei ha-se'ara. So they were like ruined. The crops were ruined. So if there's a Makas Medina, if this is happening everywhere, so then he can subtract from the Chakura. He doesn't have to give him what he had originally promised, because damage was done to the field, so he doesn't have to hold by his obligation, stand up to his obligation, fulfill it. And if it's not a Makas Medina, then if it's not something that happened to everybody, then he doesn't subtract from his obligation to pay, because as Rashi explains, he can say to Mazol Chagoram, it's your bad luck. So we see from the Mishnah that if all the Sados got it, if all the fields got it, then we say that it's not the bad luck of the renter and the person who rented it, the Choker, person who's working the field, but rather the person who owns the field has to take the loss. But if only this field was damaged, then this choker is responsible, and we say that it's his bad luck, and therefore he has to take the loss. We see in the Gemara there, and Daf Kuvav, Amar Lei, Zarechiti. Let's say the Baal HaSada says to the Choker, B'shas Chakiroso, I want you to plant Chitim, Bazalu B'zarasari. And then he ended up planting not Chitim, not wheat, but barley. V'shtadaf Ruba Debag. And Roba Sadus Babika got smashed by this Makkah. Roba Sadus, both Chitim and Se'orim, they had a Shidafon. Vishtadufna mi hanech saradilei. And his field also got it. His saorim also got it. So he didn't follow what the Baal HaBayis told him. But there was this makkah, there was this shidafon, and everybody got it. And most people got it, including this field. My, what's the din? Can the choker say, listen, had I planted chitim, it also would have gotten smashed. No, maybe the owner can say, the Baal HaBayis can say, had you planted chitim, I would have been miskai, would have been miskai me, but tigzomer v'yakom lach. Rashi explains that Masha Tavakish Mina Yotzer Yasev and Ilobi Kashti Mina Shemaim B'tchilas Hashana Shetzlechini B'sorim Elu B'chitim. Listen, I'm a guy whose tefillas are answered, and I asked Hashem to help my chitim, not my seorim. So since I asked Hashem for my chitim and not my seorim, that's why Hashem didn't help me with the seorim. Had I asked for the seorim, then Hashem would have helped with the seorim. But since I only asked for the chitim got, and you didn't plant chitim, therefore the Seorim were harmed. But had you just listened to me, everything would have been cool. So maybe the Baal HaBayis has a taina. And it says the Gemara, Mistabra d'amralei izarata chiti hav makayim bi v'tig zomer v'yakam lach. So it's Mistabra that he can say to him, listen, had I planted chitim, I would have fulfilled the pasuk would have been fulfilled, v'tig zomer v'yakam lach. It's a pasuk in Iyov, Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Chav Ches, that what a person davens for, he gets. That's what you get. And on your way, there's light. So we see in the Gemara that if the Baal HaSad asked the Choker to plant Chitim, and he planted Seorim, and most of the fields were blighted, were ruined, because of this Makkah, and this field also, he can't say it was a Makkah Samadina, because the Baal HaSad can taina that he davened that the chitim should be matzliach, and if he would know that the choker was planting seorim, he would have davened for seorim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been makabalist tefillah. But since he only davened for chitim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't see chitim here, so therefore the tefillah wasn't answered. And therefore it's the responsibility of the choker. It says further there in the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Lo shana v'la shazar v'tzamcha v'achal chagav v'la zara klal, lo. That this is only if he planted and it sprouted and then the locust came and ate it up. So when do we say in the Mishnah that if it's a Makas Medina, he can deduct from his chakiros, from what he's obligated to pay, the landowner, when he planted it, and then the locust ate it, or there was a shidafon. But if he didn't plant it all, even if there's a shidafon in the whole area, or a chagav ate it, and we can say that even if he would have planted, there would have been a loss. Nevertheless, lo, he can't deduct from the payment that he has to make. He has to pay everything he obligated him to pay. The amalei. Because the Baal HaSadik said, "Mil zarite havi makayim lo yevoshu beisuro v'me ravon yizbo." I would have been fulfilled in me the pasuk. You won't be embarrassed at a time of evil and a time of famine. You'll be satiated. In other words, I would have been Hakadosh Baruch Hu would have helped me, and it would have grown. Everything would have been great. It's an amazing Gemara. So on this the Gemara asks from Rav Sheshes, if you have a roe, if you have a shepherd that was shepherding and he leaves his flock without any shmira, then he comes to the city and comes a ze'ev, comes a wolf and starts eating up the lambs, and comes an ari and also starts really pounding them, comes a lion, ein omrim, we don't say ilu hayasham, if he would have been there, hayamatzil, he definitely would have saved the whole flock. And it emerges then that his pshia caused the flock to be harmed and he has to pay. No. We assess. If he could have saved his chayiv, and if not, pater. Because even if he would have been there, it wouldn't have helped. So he's pater. Why, if we assess him that he can't save, is he pater? Namele, why don't we say like the din of Shmuel that we just learned? If I would have been there, if you would have been there, I would have been fulfilled in me the pasuk that says by David, Gamasari, Gamadov Hikav Decha. So you would have had some sort of nes. So just like we say that had you planted, everything would have been great, even though there was a big shidafun or there was a lot of locusts. But had you just planted, I would have had special siyata d'shmaya here also. Had you been there, maybe I would have had special siyata d'shmaya, and you would have been able to fend off the bear and the lion, like David HaMelech. It says by David HaMelech. Mishum da'amar le, the Gemara answers, Yavis chazis l'sruchay lach nisa, v'misrachish lach nisa, k'revi chanina ben dosa, v'yamas, and ibe dubu karnayu, v'neim alay din hidin alin. Ah. So the Gemara's answer is no, because the shepherd can say to him, if you would have been fitting to have a miracle happen to you, that your flock would have been saved, a miracle would have happened to you even if I wasn't there, like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who brought they brought his izim, dubi bikarnayhu. What is that referring to? That's referring to the Gemara in Tainus, Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Rabbi Dosa Hablai Hanach Izi, Rabbi Dosa had some goats. Amalekam Mafsidan, his neighbor said to him, your goats are damaging our property by eating in our fields. Amar Yi Kam Mafsidan, Nechlin Hudubi. He said to them, if they're causing damage, let them be eaten by bears. Vilo, Kochada Bechada, Tesi Lu'urta Dubi Bekarnayu. But if they are not eating your property, let each of them this evening bring a bear in between its horns. That's what it means, dubi bikarnayu. And that evening, each one brought a bear in between its horns. And that was really a cool trick he did. So that's what this roa can say to the machkir, to the owner of the field. Listen, if you were so great that a miracle is going to happen to you, then a miracle would have happened to you. What would have been the miracle? That your little goats, your little sheep, would have overcome the bears and the lions. Can you imagine? The Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions, a bunch of little Marys who had a little lamb, they can overcome those big bears and lions. Teretz says, yeah. If a miracle happens, a miracle will happen. So if you were worthy of a miracle, then the miracle would have happened. And the fact that a miracle wouldn't happen, it doesn't matter whether I was there or not. Can't say, oh, if you would have been there, then I would have had a miracle happen to me. Mapitomi, even if I wasn't there, a miracle could have happened. From the fact that a miracle didn't happen, so I'm pater. V'neimalei, frekti gemar, let the Bailam say, nihidol anisa rabbi lo ava chazina. Maybe I wasn't fitting for a big miracle. What's the big miracle? That the flock of sheep would have overpowered the ari and the dove on their own. But l'nisa zuta chazina. Maybe I would have been fitting for a small miracle, i.e. that you would have been able to protect them. That's a smaller miracle. So you see, you're not necessarily worthy of a bigger miracle, but maybe I would have been worthy of a smaller miracle. And the Gemara concludes, Kasha. Staka Kasha. And we can't understand why we assess if he wouldn't have been able to save them, then if their shepherd wouldn't have been able to save the animals, then he's pater. Maybe a miracle would have happened to him, so the Gemara remains with Akasha. So we see from this Gemara that the Choker can taina, that it's a Makas Medina, is only if he planted the field and the field was blighted. The field was nishtifa. But if he didn't plant a field, he can make such a taina that if he would have planted the field, this field would have been harmed. Because the Bala Sada Kintaina that if had you planted, then I would have had special siyata d'shmaya, and the field would have been saved. Just the Gemara asks on that. We see in the Braisa that if the shomer leaves the flock and comes in a ri or a zev and kills the sheep, so we assess whether the shomer could have saved them or not. And if there's an umdina, that even if the shomer was there, he wouldn't have been able to save them, then the shomer is pater. L'chor, why is he pater? The owner of the behemoth could taina that if the shomer would have been there, he would have been zelcha to an ace, like we say about the field. That if had he planted, he would have been zelcha to an ace. Tosfos, Dibur Maschil and Nisa Zuta, asks Akasha. What's the comparison between the killing of the sheep and the blighting of the field, the shidufin of the sada? Earlier on in the Gemara, we say that the Baal HaSada davens that a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shematzliach is Tavua. So Mele, we can make a Pashat Chiluk between Shidafon, that he has a Schus because he davened, and Harigas Tzom, that he didn't daven for the Tzom. Galoshan HaTesvis, Tema, my Kashi, what's the Kashi B'chal? Ha'mar and Lehel. T'chi Yom Alei Zara Chitim, V'zara Sari, V'shtadav, T'matzi Yom Alei Zara Techitim, Hav Makam Bi V'tikzorim V'yakam Lach, V'kol Shken, K'shelo Zara Klal. T'leka Hochacha She'a Roy L'shtadav. So there he davened. There he davened. And had you planted the chitim, like I asked you, the Baal HaSada can say, everything would have been great. And certainly when you didn't plant at all, I davened for a good chitim crop. And you didn't plant at all. So it's pashut that I have a tain on you. Had you planted what I asked you to if you planted the wrong thing, or had, certainly if you didn't plant at all, then he has a good taina. Then he would have had siyata d'shmaya because of his tefillah. But who said he davened for his tzom? And therefore, that's why he wouldn't have been worthy of a miracle if he didn't daven for his tzom. B'shlomer d'shmol, ma'irik gon shermele zera kol ma'ashatir tzeh, d'hashta lo matzi l'meymar, hav mekayimi v'tig zeromer v'yakom lach, d'bistam lo ave makabel, oye makabel kodesh baruch hu tefillas, or shel zeh she'atzliach kol ma'ashayizra, im lo she'yase lo nes, v'lo karmelel, hav mekayimi v'tig zeromer, what does Tosis mean? Tosis answers that the Baal HaSadik in Taina, that if he would daven Karoya, Kadosh Baruch Hu would have listened to his tefillah, that's only when he's davening for something special, for something specific. But when he davens in a general way, he can't Taina that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have listened to his tefillah. Because Kabbalah's tefillah, so ba'ofen shelo espalel, al davar miyuchad, because accepting a tefillah when you don't daven for something specific, that's considered a nes. And that's what Tosis means. Shmuel Mayri, Shmuel is talking, Kagon Sha'amarle, where he says to him, Zra koma shetirtze, plant whatever you want. The hashta, that now, lo matzi l'meymar, he can't say, hav mekayimi v'tig zeromer v'yakom lach. It wouldn't have been mekuyim in him, the pasuk of what you decree for, what you daven for, is going to happen. Because debistama, because probably, likely, v'hayim akabla kodesh baruch hu tfilasa shel zeh she'atzliach kol ma she'yizra. Kodesh baruch hu would not have received the tefillah of this person, that whatever he plants should be successful. Unless a miracle is done. But a general tefillah is not going to be effective. So earlier on in the Gemara, about the chitim case, so what's the metzias there? He davened specifically for chitim. So there God's going to answer him. So there he has a taina. Listen, why'd you plant seorim? Had you planted chitim, then, like I asked, since I davened for chitim, then I wouldn't have needed a special nes. But here says Tosfos Shmuel, when he says, Lo shanu elekishazar v'tzamcha v'achachagav lo zara klal. Lo, Shmuel is talking about a case where he didn't plant at all. Shmuel is talking about a case where he didn't plant at all, And Tosis says that not only did he not plant at all, but the owner of the field only davened in general, that whatever, he didn't give him he didn't have a specific tefillah. Rather, he just davened in general, that he told him in general to plant, and then he davened in general. So for that you need an ace. You need an ace when you daven in general. It's not an ace when you daven specifically, but you need an ace when you daven in general. And therefore, that previous Gemara is not a kasha in here. Previous Gemara is talking about where you daven specifically. There he has a taina. Why did you plant so? You should have planted chitim. Everything would have been great to daven for chitim. But here, it's talking about where he didn't daven for something specific. He told him in general, plant whatever you want. And he davened whatever's planted should be matzliach. Here he needs an ace. So this is a very difficult tosis. I'm saying usually when you're learning a tesis, you don't get involved in theology. But here, tosis is saying a big chiddush, that if you daven ba'ofen klali, your tefillah is not going to be answered. Isn't that incredible? The only way your tefillah is going to be answered is if you have a nes. If you want the school of tefillah, that your tefillah should be answered, the koyach ha-tefillah is only going to be shayach when you daven for something specific. Wow. That's a big chiddush. How does Tosfos know that? It's a nace if you daven in general for something and not specifically. Another kasha on the Gra, it says, Evronav eres ha'aretz ha'tovah sheh b'evar yardein ha'ar ha'tovah zeh v'alavonon v'yisabar Hashem bi l'manchem v'lo shama elai v'yomar Hashem elai ravloch al tosef daber elai od v'adavar ha'zeh. This means that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Rishus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come into Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't talk to me anymore about this. We have to understand. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, don't talk to me anymore about this, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to listen to his tefillah? So let Moshe Rabbeinu daven whatever he wants, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot listen to his tefillah. So explains the Gra, Ish lefarish amad yisiv zora HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu lo hayelo kabbalah al tefillah shim yomer shtei pamim no v'vaydei yekubel tefillah sev l'chen kabbe maise miriam k'siv. The Gra says if Moshe Rabbeinu had a Kabbalah, that if you say no twice, you're answered. That's why he said by Miriam, Kel no, Rafa na la. So he said no twice, two nas. Na na, maybe that's pshat, na 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 Nachman Meuman, right? They do three. Na na na. So two nas, you're answered. That's why he was answered by Miriam. So he said, everyone na, Eretz Eretz Atov. One na. Had he said a second na, he would have been answered. And therefore Hashem says, Al Tosef Tabrailai Od Badavrazet, what's Badavrazet? Don't say no another time. You said no once, is too much already. You can't say it a second time, otherwise I'm going to have to answer you. So that's it's a big kasha on this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to answer a tefillah. If you say no, what's going on over here? So you see from the Gra, big yisod, and that is that there's a tev on the Bria that tefillahs are answered. But you have to follow the rules. And the rule is two nuz. If you do two nuz, you're answered. And that's also pshat and tosfis. Tefillah has to be on something specific. If a tefillah is not on something specific, then in order to be answered, you need a nes. If it's specific, then that's already the regular rule of your tefillah being answered. But if tefillah is about something general, in order to be answered, you need an ace. So you see from here, Moiridiki Yisrael, that there are rules of tefillah, just like there are rules of physics, the rules of chemistry, the rules of biology. You can't play around with the rules. That's the way God created the world. A person says, listen, I'm going to smoke 4 packs a day, like Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, Kim Jong-jun, the despotic ruler of North Korea, the Rasha Marusha. So he's super obese and smokes 4 packs a day, heavy drinker. So So he's in his 30s, but he's not a healthy man, and he's probably going to die pretty young because he doesn't take care of his health. So you can say, hey, I'm the leader of this world power, North Korea. I can't die. And the answer is, there are laws of nature. If you smoke and you eat and you drink too much, you're going to die young. That's the rule. There are also rules of tefillah, and we have to follow those rules. And one of the rules is that you have to daven about something specific. We see this from the pasuk Vayishna Knani Melech Arad Yoshev Negev Kibay Yisrael Derech Asarim Vayilachem Yisrael Vayesh Menushevi Vayida Yisrael Neder Hashem Vayomer Im Nason Titen Es Am Azeh Biyadi Vacharamti Yisareim. So it says that Knani Melech Arad, who sat in the Negev, heard that the Jewish people were coming by way of Asarim, and he waged war against them. He took captives, and the Jewish people made an Neder Hashem, the Zinchukas, and they said that if this nation is given into my hand, v'acharamti yisareim, Rashi says, Yoshev ha-negev zeh ha-molek, v'shines l'shon l'dav v'loshen kenan, v'dei sh'yiyu Yisrael m'spal l'kadosh baruch hu l'osis kenanim b'yadam, v'ninam kenanim. So, who's the Yoshev ha-negev? This is talking about Amalek. But he spoke b'loshen kenan. In order that the Jewish people should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they should defeat the Canaanim. And they're not Canaanim. But then, the Jewish people saw that they were dressed like Amalekites, and they were speaking Canaanish. So they said, we're going to daven Stam. They didn't say the Canaanim, because they weren't sure. They were dressed like Amalekim, and they were speaking Canaani. They just made a general tefillah. So you see that Bnei Yisrael wanted to daven about something special because that's the rules of tefillah, but they couldn't because they didn't know. The Holy Rebbe Shlita always says over this Rashi, he says, well, why were they dressed like Amalekim? If they would have been dressed like Canaanim, then everything would have been great, and the Jews would have been completely confused because they dressed like Canaanim and they speak like Canaanim. So he said, if they would have been dressed like Canaanim, they would have turned into Canaanim. They wouldn't have remained Amalekim, because when you dress a certain way and you speak a certain way, that's it, you turn into that. Anyway, but you see that in the Jews, the Chatchila, ab initio, ideally wanted to daven specifically. Just they didn't know they couldn't, so then they had to make it into a general tefillah. So you see, they're chukim in tefillah. And this will also answer what we see by Bilam. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu first say, don't go, and then he said, go? The answer is that you have to keep the laws. If you do the laws of tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to receive your tefillah. It's the same thing with a klala. There are also laws of a klala. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to be kaviyachol makayim the klala. That's part of his rules. The rules of nature, physical nature, the rules of spiritual nature. And maybe one of them is that when you curse, it has to be completely without any personal interest. So originally when Balak was mevakesh mi-Bilam that he should curse the Jewish people, he didn't promise him anything. And if Bilam would have cursed the Jewish people, then it wouldn't have been for any personal reason, but rather because he hates the Jewish people. And then the klala would have been fulfilled. And Hashem says, don't go. But then he answers him, Ki kabeira chabetcha me'od. And everything you say, I'll do. In other words, he's going to give him Moshe b'chavod. Then Bilam says, listen, if you give me Molei Beis HaKesev Ezov, Lo Chalav Rizpi Hashem Elokai Lasis Ketanu Gedola. So it's mashma that now, like Bilam was saying, like Rashi says, Bilam was being meramis that he really wants Bama Balak's money. So, oh, now you're going for money. It's being done for your own personal reasons, but not because you think they really deserve a curse. But now you're getting something out of it. That's not a real klala. That doesn't work. And therefore Hashem said, okay, now you can go. So we have in this shir, mamish, a big yisod in tefillah that we have to actualize. Besides now understanding the parasha, Hashem kaviyachol changed his mind. Originally, if you're going to curse for the sake of the curse, without any personal interest, so then the curse will work. That's the cloud. But now that you're doing it for money, now it's not going to work anymore, so you can go and you can curse. It's not going to be chal. It's not going to take effect. But you see that from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that when you daven for a field, you have to daven specifically. You can't daven generally. So hopefully in future shiurim we will discuss this more, because we have to really learn the laws of tefillah, how tefillah is miskabel, what's the right surah of a tefillah. Big inyanim. Okay. Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.